First of all, we have to look at the reports that we did announce. There are areas where we, especially at the lower levels, county council, where we had cancelled the elections because of ballot papers were not done properly. So we had hoped that we would have those elections on Monday, but now it doesn't look like those elections. There were about four or five by Monday. Maybe we'll have to give people more time. Then, of course, we are getting returns from all our officers. And I think once we are settled, we have to look at why our biometric voter identification system didn't work. We have to look at why the results transmission did not work. Remember, at one point, there was uneasiness with the service provider, the next technology that had helped us previously. And we had to issue a statement to say the responsibility is ours. So we will have to sit down. It will take quite a while for us to receive reports from the field, for us to be able to analyze. But I think overall, we were very impressed with the voter turnout. It was unprecedented. We were very impressed with the way the voters behaved. And also after the elections, the way Kenyans restrained themselves, either in celebration or in mourning.
Would you say that the IEBC kept its promise to organize a credible election?
I think despite of all the challenges we've had, especially with the new technology, we did keep our promise. The elections have been declared by both the local observers and international observers as having been credible. I believe we've delivered our mandate despite the various challenges.
The losing candidate claimed they have ample evidence supporting their claim that there was electoral tampering or voter irregularity that turned the election in favor of President-elect Uhuru Kenyatta. What is the IEBC's position to this?
You see, the law is very clear. Now that the results have been announced, it's for them to go to the Supreme Court and produce that evidence. The law also has been changed that if an officer was involved in deliberately tampering with the election results, they will be personally held liable. So we believe whoever may have one way or another altered results or falsified results or did anything that was contrary to the instructions given, that they will face the wrath of the law. And that is very clear. Unlike before during the ECK days where the commission paid the heavy fines and took the responsibility, now if it's a decision that was made deliberately to distort, alter results, the officers will be held, personally held liable. About two or three officers have been arrested out of the more than 500,000 officers we've employed. Remember, most of them were temporary officers.
How would you say the voters and the Kenyan citizenry comported themselves before, during, and following the announcement of the final presidential or general elections, if I may put it that way?
I think all of us are coming from the past of 2008 when Kenyans turned against each other, and the message given by the media, ourselves, and the public was that we didn't to return back to the mayhems of 2008. So we were very impressed by the way the Kenyans turned out in very, very large numbers. It was very historical. The way they voted and when the results were announced, of course, there was controlled celebration, especially from the Uhuru Kenyatta side. On the side of the Cord Alliance also, there was a lot of restraining and say that they will go by what the Constitution provides, that they have faith in our courts. So they have already filed and the cases will be heard, we hope, very soon, as the law provides that whoever is aggrieved has 7 days to go to court, and then the courts have 14 days to deliberate and make a judgment.
The Kenyan media is urging for reconciliation among the political leadership and ethnic groups across the country. What is the IEBC's position on this?
It's very early to tell. As you know, we finished counting yesterday. People are very tired. The commissioners are meeting tomorrow to take stock. It will take about a week or so to be able to get full reports on what happened. But looking from how Kenyans have voted, the win was narrow, I must say. And it appears that the country is probably divided by half. So whoever will take over power will have to work very hard to make sure that all Kenyans are united, that we are past the elections. Because in any elections, there has to be a winner and a loser.